الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The amal and the ibadat of tawbah, istighfar and tawbah, is also a very great ibadat and a very necessary ibadat also. Many times our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, when he would come in Josh and he would explain about certain gunas, like not keeping the beard properly, trousers below the ankles, looking at other women, etc. And then many times Hazrat would quote many ayat of the Quran Sharif, the wa'id, the repercussion, the punishment of it, and also from the hadith used to quote. But then in that Josh he used to come to and say, Illa man tab. However, those who make tawbah, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala forgives them. And not only forgives them, illa man tab, a person who makes tawbah. And tawbah really means basically to change your life, to correct your life. That is what tawbah is. Wa'amila amalan salihan. And after that now, he changed his life from his bed and he's doing good deeds now. Illa man amana wa'amila, I brought iman, he means doing amali salihah. إلا من آمن وعمل عملا صالحا الله تعالى says فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Allah Ta'ala will not only forgive that person, but Allah will make tabdeel, will change his sayyat, his sins, into good deeds. That is how merciful and how kind Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. In this world, if a person has committed a serious crime and he got the death penalty or the life sentence, for example, and he appeals to the state president, to the prime minister of the country for clemency, that please forgive me, I made a mistake, overlook it. The state president has the right to overlook that person and to let him go free. That is the most they will do, and in very rare cases, and with lot of consideration, they will give that person amnesty, give him freedom, and he does not get the death penalty or life sentence. But never ever will they say, now that we are setting you free, we will give you 10 filling stations also, and we will give you 20 blocks of flats also, and we'll give you 10 farms also. That will never ever happen. But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that being that Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Not only does Allah forgive, but all those bad actions, Allah changes them into good actions. Those bad what he had done, Allah changes it into good. A simple example of this is given, that in the, I don't know if this is possible with CDs or MP3, but with cassettes, the old cassettes we used to have, if you've got something wrong, record it on there. Like for example, some music or some qawwali or anything which is wrong, now you can tape over it some good bayan, some qiraat of Quran Sharif, so the wrong has been changed now into good. So just like that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala wipes out all that gunas and doesn't give you a blank CD or a blank cassette, but Allah Ta'ala puts all good deeds on there. This is how merciful and how kind Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is. Also, in the ayat, the last ayat of Surah Ali Imran, the last part of the last ayat, وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. That when a person makes tawbah and he says, وَعَفُ عَنَّا, O Allah, forgive us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us from the tafsir of Ruh al-Ma'ani, this means that أُمْحُوا آثَارَ ذُنُوبِنَا. Oh Allah, rub out the signs of our bad deeds. Wherever the bad deeds are recorded, we are appealing to Allah Ta'ala that you wipe out all those records. the files of that case, not from the Supreme Court, not from the High Court, not from the World Court, but from the court of Allah Ta'ala. And we are not asking anyone else who's working there, we are asking Allah Himself. And not that we are really asking also. We wouldn't even have known. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala Himself has taught us. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when Allah has taught us, make dua like this, it means Allah wants to forgive you. That's why He's telling you that you make dua like this. So the meaning of this is, Umhu athar dhunubina. Oh Allah, wipe out all the records of our bad deeds. That means definitely Allah is going to do it. That's why He's telling us to do it. So whatever record, whatever bad deeds or good deeds a person does, there are four places they are recorded immediately. One is with the parts of the body he commits that guna. Whether he does it with his eyes, looking at wrong things, etc. Whether he does it with his tongue, it's recorded in the eyes. Whole file is kept there. And with his tongue, if he speaks lies, accuses people, backbites, etc. All these things, it's recorded on the tongue. And on the day of Qiyamah, all these things will speak out. That lima shahidtum alayna, a person will tell all the parts of the body, why are you giving evidence against me? Why have you changed state witnesses? I did all this guna to make you happy. I looked at women so that you could enjoy. I made ribat, so that people can laugh and be talking bad about somebody. Everyone is laughing about it. I accused people falsely. All that I did it for your sake. And now you are giving evidence against me. They will say, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That Allah who can make any and everything speak. Allah has got the qudrat. And Allah has made us to speak. We got no choice. Allah is saying, you give now your evidence. So every part of the body will speak also. Then, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَرُجُلِهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. All the parts of the body will speak whatever that person has done. And then the ground on which the person does it, whichever piece of ground, that ground is keeping a full record that on me at this time, at this moment, this person did this act. All that will also come out on the day of Qiyamah. And the ground will give evidence and say that this person did this, this person did this, this person did that. And then the next is the Kiram and Katibin, the two angels, Farishtas, who are sitting. The one on the right is writing every good deed that we are doing. And the one on the left is writing every bad and wrong act that we are doing. And they are 24 hours. They change the shifts at Fajr and Asr time, but 24 hours they are there all the time. And they are keeping a record. And then all these three records are posted to the Namai Amal, our record of deeds. And then it is seen that what the body says, what the piece of ground says, what the farishta says, is it all the same? It has to, there's no reconciliation you have to do. It agrees, and then it's written in our record of deeds. And then that on the day of Qiyamah, every person will be given his record of deeds. The people who are going to Jannah, it will be given in their right hand. People, may Allah save us all, and make us all to go to Jannah, our parents, our families, the whole ummah. And on the other hand, those who are going to Jahannam, their record of deeds will be given in their left hand, or from behind their backs it will be given. And then announcement will be made, Iqra kitabat, read your own record of deeds, read your report. What you did, now here it is. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You yourself can see what your judgment is going to be. Whether you are, what your good deeds are, what your bad deeds, how many good deeds, how many bad deeds, how severe your good bad deeds, how good your good deeds, you read it for yourself. It will be there. So, however, a person who makes tawbah, then all these records are wiped out. And so much so it comes that Allah Ta'ala does not tell the angels, the farishtas, that you people wipe out his record of deeds, destroy his file. So that even the farishtas don't have that ihsan, don't have that favor upon us that I did this for you. Allah is so merciful and so kind that He did not leave it to the farishta also, that they also can say, we favored you, your file is destroyed. They're not going to ask you for a bribe, there's no question. Yeah, in this world, if somebody does you a favor, government officers or something, they expect, when they tell you, I did this for you, they expect a bribe in return, they expect something in return. The farishtas won't expect you even to tell them jazakallah, because they didn't do it. Allah is so kind that He Himself is going to destroy, will destroy. It's for us to make tawbah and to make istighfar. Also it comes that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, let me take the hisab of my ummah, so that their evil deeds don't have to open up in front of you. Allah will say, I know everything. Everything when it's committed, before it was committed, after it's committed, it's front of me. You don't know everything. I will take the hisab and I won't even let you know what they did wrong. So kind is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A great buzurg says that if Allah has to give me the choice, that must my father take my hisab or must Allah ta'ala take my hisab? He said, I will choose Allah ta'ala. Because my father will also say, my son, in private, what did you do? I never expected this from you. What and what haven't you done? But Allah knows everything. And there is no one that can forgive like Allah Ta'ala. If we take it now at the present moment, that on the day of Qiyamah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that 99 layers of Allah's Rahmat, Allah has kept it for the day of Qiyamah. One layer of Allah's Rahmat is in this world. And because of which we see how much love a mother makes to her child. How she'll go out of her way. And not only human beings, Muslims also, non-Muslims, all. The mothers love their children very greatly. Not only human beings, even animals. You'll try and interfere with the chicken of a hen. The hen knows you're a big person, you can't really do it, it can't do you any harm. But it will try its best, it will come and fight against you, it will try and peck you, whatever it can do. Try and interfere with the kittens of a cat. And the cat will also try and do something. How much they love their offspring, their little ones. So Allah, all that is of that one layer of Allah's mercy. And more than that, this one layer of Allah's mercy, the majority of the people in the world don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. They are atheists. And the majority of the people of the world are committing open sins in front of Allah Ta'ala. Not even in privacy, openly. And what terrible sins people are committing now. In fact, how many governments are passing laws which are so terrible laws, which are openly sin. But yet Allah Ta'ala is giving to feed. Allah knows everything. But Allah Ta'ala, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will give them a long period that they can carry on. And they will think we are fine, we are enjoying. And they are committing all types of sin. And we also, not only non-Muslims or those who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, we also should take a lesson from all this. That we also must not be just committing sins all the time. Outwardly, we might appear to be pious. We got topi, we got kurta, we got amama, we got everything, beard, everything. But privately, what things we are doing, we must also consider. Wa umli lahum. I give them a period of time. I give them a stretch of time. This is just like a fisherman who catches a fish. If he's going to fish just for sports, which is not even permissible, to take the lives of fish just for sporting is not permissible. But then, anyway, he plays with the fish in the water. And the fish carries on eating on that worm which he has put on the hook, etc. And he thinks, I'm enjoying myself. What a nice piece of fat worm the person has sent for me. Or like a mouse in the house. When it's eating all the things in the house, the potatoes, the tomatoes, now it's eating even the housewife's urni, her cover, then she gets very cross now. Now he's going overboard. He's doing too much now. So she goes and buys some fresh cheddar cheese. Fresh cheese. Or she makes a roti and puts nice ghee on that hot roti. And she puts it on the trap and right by the hole of the mouse. So the mouse thinks now that these people really love me for what I'm doing. See, they're giving me my fresh roti, right, with ghee. Or they're giving me cheddar cheese, fresh cheese. And they're giving it to me, right, I don't even have to go and look for it. But as it bites it, then suddenly that trap comes down and chops the head off. and the poor mouse is cut off. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala gives chance also. So if whatever we should consider, and this year to get the opportunity to consider what gunas we have made, that is also only Allah's favor. If we don't, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, when the people forget what they have been reminded of over and over. People, we find every Juma, almost every masjid, there are bayans carrying on. Monday, Thursday, Ghash takes place in almost every masjid. Then kitab reading is taking place. Many times we have other bayans also. We have ijtimas, we have jurs, we have islahi jalsas, we have darul ulum jalsas. All the talks which are kitabs are written, CDs are there, everything is there. But the people didn't pay attention. They just made as if it does not exist. Nasiya mansiya, they didn't take note of anything. Falamma nasu ma zukkiru bi, over and over they were reminded. Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah made it the duty of this ummah that we must remind other people. We must inform them. We must tell them what is the right from the wrong. And if we do all this and people still don't, you people are hearing the azan 5 times a day. Forget non-Muslims paying attention, Muslims don't pay attention. Forget Muslims, good people who are regarded as learned and pious people. Adhan is carrying on and we are not paying any attention. We are carrying on with our talk, with what we are doing, we are carrying on. No attention to Adhan. Not a little bit also. This is a very serious matter. Just on that point, I will just add this one little instance. One lady in India, who was a very bad, evil lady who sold her body also. Very bad life she was leading. But at the time of her death, she started speaking Arabic. She doesn't know Arabic from any side. She can't read Quran Sharif. Her life is very bad. But she started speaking Arabic. The house people got surprised and they didn't understand. So they called the Qari Sahib from the masjid, the Imam Sahib, that what is this? What is she saying? When he came and then she spoke in pure, correct grammar, Arabic. Not just broken Arabic or just colloquial Arabic, properly. She says, Hadane, Rajulane, Yakulane, Li, Utkhulil Jannah. These two men here, the Farishtas, they are telling me entering to Jannat. So Ahmad came like that. So that Qari Sahib asked the house people that how come, what kind of a lady was she? They say, you also know her. What kind of a lady she was, what terrible habits she had, what gunah. But should she do anything good? Yes, one thing she should do. Whenever Adhan was going, she told everyone, Khamosh, Adhan is going. That Allah loves so much. And today we don't respect Adhan. We don't give answer to Adhan, we don't respect Adhan. In the wuzukhana, while Adhan is carrying on, what big noise is carrying on. And if we go to the toilets there, people are waiting to go in the toilets, Adhan is carrying on, and what big noise is carrying on. We don't respect Adhan. As the virtues are so great, also the sun is also so great. So we should consider that. So there are many of us that we take ourselves to be righteous, pious, but we are involved in this major sins, terrible sins. So we, and as I mentioned, fortunate is that person who makes tawbah before the time of tawbah. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you die. Because when death will come and we did not make tawbah, then all the sins will be there. And then it is like you are driving your Ferrari at 300 kilometers per hour and into a solid rock you drive it. What will happen? How it will burst into flames? And what will it will be smashed to smithereens. Nothing will be left of that Ferrari. Like that, if we don't make tawbah before we die before you die. That is all this dunya's desires, especially the desires of sin and evil. Die of them. Take them out of you. And turn your life towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And just to illustrate that this thing only happens by the will of Allah also. And sometimes it looks like a bad thing. But how many people, mashallah, have changed their lives in spite of distance? One friend mentioned to me that one person from one of the overseas countries who came to this country here, somebody offered him to do some criminal work. And what was that? They told him, you just take a plastic toy gun and you wait at any four ways, etc. And he said also you must target the Indian people because they are soft targets. You just show them the gun, they leave the car, everything, they'll run away. You bring that car to us. He started doing that. Every car he took, he got 8,000 rand. He did 2-3 cars a day, 25,000 rand, 30,000 rand a day. But eventually the law has to catch up with you. Never fall into wrong things. You might get away once, twice, but the law, it catches up. With this glass, fill it up, it's all right, no problem. But when it comes to the top, then the water is going to overflow. Allah also gives us chance until the glass is full of guna. Then Allah catches us in this dunya already. And He brings us to task. But if you make tawbah, you are lowering the level all the time. If you don't make tawbah, you are only, and that is our condition. We don't think of making tawbah and istighfar sincerely. We might read a tasbih of tawbah istighfar. But we are thinking also of guna at that time. While we are making tawbah istighfar, we are thinking of guna also. So sincerely to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So anyway, this person, he got caught. Court case came about, and up till then he still didn't realize the wrong, the gravity of it, the seriousness of it didn't hit him still. But when the judge pronounced 9 years in jail, then it hit him. And his mother was in the audience and he shouted out for his mother to come and help him. What can the mother help him? However, she brought a Quran Sharif and she told him, read this all the time. So he started reading all the time, and then after 2-3 weeks, and in the jails also they are gangs, and they rape the people who are there. Sodomy, all this is terrible in the jails. Forget being in jail itself is so terrible. But what carries on there is also so terrible. So after 2-3 weeks, the leader of the one gang told his chaps to wrap him up in a blanket and bring him here to me. So when they took him there, then he asked them, nobody touched you in this period? He says, nobody touched me. No, nothing. So he asked, it's that book that you are reading all the time that is giving you protection. And he says, now you stay here by me. I will see you get full and proper protection. So after doing so much sin, but now when he started to turn to Allah Ta'ala, reading, performing his namazes, reading his Quran Sharif, see how Allah protected him. Otherwise, your life in the jail, you are just destroyed after that. Even if you come out after a certain number, Allah protect us all. You come out from there, you are finished mentally, psychologically. You're a terrible case after that. But Allah protect, and because his behavior was good, he went out on parole after a short while. And then his whole life changed. So the thing is, when something hits us, fortunate is that person that nothing hits you. No sickness, serious illness, no serious financial problems, no serious other social problems in the house, etc. And you come to your senses. And you come to your senses and you make sincere tawbah. And many of us, we might think that, well, I haven't got any guna. This is how shaitan deceives us. We are all involved in so many gunas, big gunas. But we are not aware, so we don't make that sincere tawbah. We just making tawbah istighfar, that is ma'mulat. In jamaat we are shown 3 tasbihs, 3rd kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. You come bayat to a sheikh, he will teach you also ma'mulat, must make istighfar. We are just doing it as a ma'mul. But we are not realizing I'm guilty. Like a person who is guilty, and how he pleads in front of the person who is going to take him to task, like the mother, the father, or somebody, or the police, or whoever it is. You'll try and pay a bribe, you'll try and get bail, you'll try and come out, what and what won't you do? Till that reality doesn't hit a person doesn't make that sincere tawbah. So a person should become conscious, and this talk is for me and for all of us, that before time become conscious. If we don't become conscious and we don't make tawbah, when we'll go in the qabr, we will find the gunas are there. And now it's too late. The doors of tawbah are closed now. Then you have to get the punishment. Unless by Allah Ta'ala's special fazl, people make dua for you. And today we know children forget their own parents also. First few days they remember, then they also forget to make dua. And the most we make, first of all, there is also a sad case. Today we see many people, they will give you news that somebody has passed away. Somebody is very ill. Or you give them the news. They just take it in the stride. Well, he's passed away. If it's somewhere near somebody in the town, okay, we'll go for janazah namaz. Somebody somewhere else, we don't even make one dua for the person. We don't even read one time Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, and pass it. That is the important thing. And when we, even if we go to the Qabristan, we find people are talking of dunya all the time. Nobody is making isal sawab for all the people in the Qabristan, or the person who has just passed away, who needs it the most now, desperately. Nobody, they are all, the most we are hugging one another, the person who has passed away, his son, or whoever is there, brothers, we are hugging them. May Allah help you, or whatever. But very little we make dua. So that is very important, that dua at that time. So in the same way, if we don't make tawbah, now certain type of gunas, let us just think, for example. For example, I think all of us, we had to take photos for our passports, for visas, for our ID card. Ask ourselves, did I make tawbah from that guna? It's a guna. Some ulama, muftis say that because it's a necessity, it's maaf. But basically the more cautious view, other ulama of the view, that it is still a guna. But you are forced to, so you make it. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they say, kunna naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. When they were also forced, they went to foreign lands, toilets are facing towards Qibla, for example. They were forced to use it. They said, we had to use it, but we made tawbah from it. So who of us makes tawbah of these gunas? And also it is a ruling. When you take your photo for your passport, ID, don't smile or something. Feel conscious, guilty. But you haven't got a choice. So don't be smiling and broad smile on your face. Take it with a grim face that I don't like to do it. Like you are forced to do something which you don't like. You don't do it with a happy heart. Like that. And then ask ourselves, did we make tawbah from that guna? In the same way, imagine, alhamdulillah, everyone cherishes to go for Umrah and for Hajj and to go for Ziyarat to Madinah Sharif. But today, how many hotels, if not all, we are sitting on the high pen, we are doing again Sunnah. Many of us, we are having the meals in the lounge there, a dining hall, and there we are sitting at table and chair. I was never conscious of this. Until Maulana Musa Qaji told me when he went, and the 1, 2, 3 days he went, then he realized, we are sitting at the table and chair here. This is also against Sunnah. And when we are in Medina Sharif and we are doing against Sunnah, how serious isn't that? And then again, how many, almost all the hotels, toilets are facing towards Qibla. We are not conscious of it. We also just facing, and we don't make tawbah, we don't think about it. How many hotels have got the beds facing, the legs facing towards the Kaaba? Right in Makkah Sharif. You want a hotel near the Kaaba, near the Haram, but that hotel, the bed is facing towards Qibla. And you are sleeping the night and your legs are facing the Qibla. We complain of other people that they don't respect the Kaaba in the Qibla, in the Haram, stretching their legs and facing legs towards the Kaaba and they are sleeping. We are also, and we are not even conscious, so we are not making tawbah also. In the same way, how many of us, we are doing good actions, like for example making wudu, but in wudu we are talking of dunya's things, which is a big guna. And in wudu, we are opening the tap more than necessary. It's israf and wastage. And inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. We think we did a good deed that I made wudu, but we don't know how many gunas are recorded. In our namaz, how many of us, we don't stand up properly from ruku. Some just come up a little bit and go straight into sajda. That is a guna also. It is a sin. We are doing good deeds, but we are in the masjid. How much of worldly talk takes place? Loud. We came to masjid and we are talking and we don't make tawbah. So this is all on record. And because we don't know about it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It is there. So we should make tawbah. Therefore, think about it. Ponder about it. And all our sins, whatever they may be, fortunate is that person that Allah opens the pages of history for him. And he says, oh, I didn't remember this. This also, what a guna I made here. Turn another page, what a guna I made here. And he starts making sincere tawbah of all those gunas. And he makes dua that, oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah when I die, my record of deeds, there mustn't be one guna recorded. And then that person is a free person. But otherwise, forget the open gunas which we know which are gunas. These few I mentioned, which we don't even think of as gunas. But there are other gunas, openly they are gunas. We don't make toba from them. And then we hit the mort at the time of mort. It will be like driving a Ferrari at 1,000 kilometers per hour and smashing it right into a solid mountain, solid rock mountain. What will happen? May Allah save us and give us the tawfiq to make tawbah, sincere tawbah, and our life's conditions will change. The whole ummah, the world's conditions will change. We make tawbah, we have displeased Allah Ta'ala. When we have displeased Allah, this is the conditions we are suffering from. We just have to make Him happy, and by tawbah Allah becomes very happy. May Allah give us all tawfiq.